2 weeks ago, a junior at the University of Oklahoma committed suicide at the main campus in Norman. What makes the story unusual is that Joel Henricks used explosives to kill himself. He blew himself up just 100 yards from the university's football stadium as thousands of fans were watching a ball game. By all accounts, from those close to him, Henricks was a depressed and troubled young man, but the fact that he used explosives to kill himself sparked a rash of speculation on the Internet. Some bloggers suggested Henricks' death might have been linked to terrorism, although the FBI has ruled out any such links. The president of the University of Oklahoma, former U.S. Senator David Boren, has mounted a public relations campaign to calm down the community. The president joins us now from Norman, Oklahoma, to give us his side of what's been going on. Thanks for being with us.
Glad to do so, Debbie.
First off, Senator Boren, why do you think this story has become something bigger than you believe it really is?
Well, I think we've gone through so much in this country. Ever since 9/11, I think there's been a certain level of fear in our society. And, of course, in Oklahoma, in a way, the impact has been a double impact because we've also lived through the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. So people, I think, when you have any kind of an explosion near a large group of people, I think it just causes concern and it brings back memories of the earlier bombing in Oklahoma City and, of course, the tragedy in New York as well.
As a former chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, can you talk to us about how you go about assessing a situation like this to determine if there really is reason for fear?
Well, the more we looked into the situation, the more it appeared to be an individual incident. He was seated by himself. He was away from the crowd. He had not attempted to enter the stadium. They've looked at every foot of film that we have the ability to determine who attempts to enter our stadium. Had he had the intent of hurting other people, he could have simply done the same thing an hour and a half earlier when many people were very close to where he was.
One of the first things you did on October 2nd, which was the day after Henricks' death, you wrote a letter to students and faculty saying, quote, "We have no information that suggests there is any additional threat posed by others related to this incident." Why did you think that you needed to get that message out immediately?
We were getting calls from parents. We were getting calls from students. Is my son safe? Is my daughter safe? Are we safe on the campus? Should we go to classes on Monday? And after long discussions with the FBI, and as you know, they don't like to issue public statements while they're in the midst of investigations, they indicated to me that they had found absolutely no evidence of any conspiracy. They had found no one else involved, that this was a case of the death of one person. The other thing that I felt very strongly about, and I sent another email to our students a couple of days later, is that it's simply so wrong, and we see this happen in our society too often, to rush to judgment about other people. He happened to have had a roommate who didn't live in the same room, but in the room next door, who was from Pakistan. Immediately the word spread that he was tied to Al-Qaeda, that there were other students that were involved, that there were tickets to Islamic countries that were found, air tickets and other things. So the FBI, of course, had briefed me. They found no such materials. He had never been known by anybody in the Islamic community to have ever come to any meetings or attended the mosque. And yet we had some media outlets that were showing film on television, for example, of our Middle Eastern students on the campus, of the mosque that's located in the community and otherwise, with the implication, just saying, these are rumors, of course, just rumors, but they're being very widespread.
You're still, however, dealing with this rumor mill. The blog world is still buzzing with this story. How are you dealing with that?
Well, that's very difficult to deal with that because, obviously, anyone can set up their own web page, and the number of bloggers is unlimited. So, and you find that there are a certain number of people out there, unfortunately, that are going to believe what they want to believe no matter what the facts are.
David Boren is the president of the University of Oklahoma. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.